a 5K and a 1 mile walk on that Sunday. And the day before, we're pretty excited about bringing back a mile run. We're calling it the Magic Mile.
Let's talk about this mile run, because there aren't many mile runs that aren't associated with a Scholastic track meet. Not many chances for community members to run a mile.
Exactly. And I think, you know, when I had the Mr. Guy clothing store down the square many years ago, you would see Fayetteville High School have a run. And so there were a couple of reasons. One, we wanted to bring back a run for the kids. Kids have not had enough of these 1 mile short events, all the way to, we probably can't say who the elite runners, athlete sprinters will be, but we'll have all the way on the other end of the spectrum. So downtown on Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, and then we'll go right into the health and wellness expo that will be at the town center later that day.
And then Sunday, the half marathon.
Half marathon will start at 8 o'clock. Then we'll have a 5K, which is going to be a great course as well. And then a 1 mile walk. Everything on Sunday, ending at the John McDonnell Outdoor Track Center inside the stadium. Stadium, video screen, music, the whole atmosphere we're very excited about.
Okay, Fayetteville, there are 5Ks, 10Ks. The Hog Eye Marathon's been around for 35 years. You're going to have hills, right?
We're going to have a few, and but it's a net downhill, Kyle.
Now, that's the promoter right there. It's a net downhill in Fayetteville.
Yes. Well, as it's a two-loop course. And so, obviously, starting and finishing in John McDonnell Stadium, that's flat. But think about the bottom end of the two-loop course is Maple and Garland. Mm-hmm. You're going to run north on Garland all the way out to close to the Agri Park, Pauline Whitaker area on Garland. And then you're going to make your way back over to Sycamore, over to a small section of the trail, Skull Creek, over to Maple, Maple over to Dixon Street, back on Arkansas Avenue. You're going to go in front of Old Main, back into Garland in the section that you cannot go now because it's a transit area, back to Maple and Garland. You'll do a shortened version of that loop again. And then the third time you come through Maple and Garland, you're going to run down Maple Street and then run down Razorback. So we're calling it a net downhill.
And you end in the track center in that complex.
Well, and when we started thinking about this probably almost a year ago, we were trying to find what would be unique to a half marathon in the fall, maybe early winter. We didn't know exactly what the date was going to be. We didn't want to duplicate Hog Eye, great event, and so we wanted a new reason for people to come, and we thought John McDonnell Outdoor Track Center, and just
now
from
that,
there.
That has a big video board. Will that be in operation?
Full video board. We'll have people will have their image of the people as they enter the track, and also when they cross the finish line, we'll have scrolling results. It's really going to be nice to see and utilize something that you don't often see at even some of the largest events around the country.
First time for this race. Are there any challenges? You've put together triathlons and the Joe Martin bike race. What's the biggest challenge for the first time you put on an event?
Well, the unknowns. I mean, it always is the unknowns of, you know, you're closing streets. It's not our first time to do this, but with the running race, you have to really pay a little more attention to all the small side streets. And because we are closing a lot more area than normally for a bike race, you just want to make sure you have all your I's dotted and T's crossed if you plan for emergency issues. And also, we try to mitigate as much impact as we can have to residents. I mean, I think that's with any race promoter. They want to make sure they communicate.
You can sign up online still.
Online. And we're actually probably this year going to have the day before registration at the town center. There's obviously no race day registration, but we'll probably allow it to even people to sign up the day before.
It's a unique Sunday that you've selected. It's in the middle of finals, so that means campus is pretty quiet. And it's a Sunday in December, so you're closing streets, but it seems like the least inconvenient time to do so.
Well, you know, you're early morning on a Sunday. We're trying to also get out of the streets that would have churches in that area. Sunday of finals, there are not any finals. No transit service at the U of A. There'll never be a basketball game on that day. Football season is over. And so we really hope it's going to be a perfect time of year, weather, running weather.
Well, that was my other thing. December, in the Ozarks, generally not crazy. But
you know, the one thing about it, rain, snow, sleet, or shine, we will go as a running race. We hope that it's going to be, you know, typically it's about 45 degrees as the temperature. We've looked it up, but you know that you can have some very warm days early December. Last year, okay, we might have had a little challenge, but, you know, as the weather's been going right now, we think we probably won't have any winter until January.
Going back to Saturday, the mile run, what do you expect we'll see the winner do the time? Have you thought about that?
We've thought a little bit about it. I think there's got to be sub 4 minutes. I mean, it's all downhill. Yes, running downhill can be a challenge if you're not used to running downhill, but I've got to believe this is all downhill. It's going to start on the square. It's going to go down East Street, down Dixon Street. Right there in front of Common Grounds will be the finish line. And I'm expecting a sub-4-minute mile.
All right. Well, what do you say to an actor break a leg? You wouldn't say that to someone who's about to promote a race.
We hope not. I guess you probably could, but, you know, best.
How about break a sweat?
Break a sweat? Okay, we'll have to use that maybe.
Okay. All right. Bruce, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Kyle.